Hey everyone, how's it going? Welcome back to a brand new episode of the Lucky Dip Podcast. My name's Jordan, and every single week we come on here, we talk. Sometimes it's about gaming, sometimes it's about esports, sometimes it's about creativity, creating YouTube videos, photography, whatever the case may be. Once in a while we do have guests on, usually from the gaming industry. Sometimes they're just friends, sometimes they're people who have businesses and all of that good stuff. But for this week, it's just going to be me. And, you know, last week we didn't really talk about video games or esports or anything like that, which is totally okay because on this podcast, I don't want to just be centered around one thing. I don't want to be I don't know what the word is. I was going to say compartmentalized. I don't know if that's the right word. What I'm trying to say is I like to do more things than just gaming, and my life is more than just esports and stuff. So yes, there will be parts of this podcast that will relate to it with Cryos Gaming and all of that. But there's also sometimes when I want to chat about other things too that kind of relate to just creativity as a whole and everything that might be able to just work with other people who are creators, if that makes any sense. Just trying to connect with other people who are like-minded, because I think you can do lots of stuff for one thing but also have different parts of it. Like, I like esports and gaming, but I also like creating and filming YouTube videos and doing photography and the podcast and stuff. So there's more to it than just gaming. That was a long-winded intro for this episode's going to be about video games. So I don't know. I went on a whole spiel there about how not every episode is going to be gaming and stuff, but yet this episode is going to be about gaming. So today is not going to really be about esports necessarily. It's going to be more centered around gaming from a video game standpoint, from someone who enjoys playing video games, from someone who used to enjoy playing video games more than I do now. So this is kind of just going to go into why video games now kind of suck and why we just don't have as much fun playing them. And I hope I'm not the only one on this boat where I found that as you've grown older, video games are just a lot less fun. I'm going to go into details about all this later on. But hopefully something that can kind of relate to people, and even if you're not into video games specifically, it could be anything else that you did as a kid that maybe you still try to do now, and it's just not quite as fun, whether that's sports or doing other hobbies, things like that. I'm just going to relate it to video games because that's the one that is the most clear. So last week, if you're just watching this right now, if you're listening on any listening platform, last week I talked about creativity, how much money I make, and sometimes some of the problems I've had with creating content. So if you're interested in that at all, definitely go check out the last podcast. But yeah, this one is going to be centered on video games and stuff. So if you're listening right now, just so you know, this is also filmed. It's up on my YouTube channel. Link is in the description below. And then clips from this are also taken and put onto Vertical Rooster, which is my second channel. There's also some gaming stuff up there. So definitely check that out if you're listening. And if you're watching right now and just feel like listening, it is available. Lucky Dip is available on all listening platforms. So without any further ado, that's a 3-minute intro, folks. That's a new record, I think. Let's just get into kind of what I wanted to talk about. I do have some notes. I'm going to try to stay on track for this one a little bit. Also, before I actually get into this, I was listening to a podcast by Graham Stephan called The Iced Coffee Hour. And he had Colin and Samir on there, who are really good YouTube creators. They're really, really professional. And they were kind of giving him advice for his podcast. And one of the things was having reoccurring, having a set, schedule, but kind of a routine throughout the podcast. Even though podcasts are much more relaxed and more chill, kind of having a set way that it is sort of structured. So that way, if somebody's listening for the fifth time, they kind of know what to expect. It might start with an intro, then this, then this, then this, and then at the end there's a segment with people. And another great way to do things is also having engaging with the audience. So if you guys would like to have any of these things, if you have any segment ideas, if you have anything where you'd want to have a question and answer period or anything like that, leave a comment down below if you're watching on YouTube. And also if you're listening on audio, go on to whatever platform you're listening to, give it a rating, and then also leave a comment. The easiest way that I will see it though will be on YouTube, link in the description below. So if you want to be involved more in these podcasts, or if you think of a cool structure, maybe start with this, then do a little game in the middle or do this, whatever, let me know, because I'm open to all ideas. I want to build this podcast to be more than just me talking and rambling for a little while. Not that I don't mind that, because I do think that I can structure it enough where it sort of makes sense if you're listening or watching. But I definitely want to include you guys more You know, I want to include the audience more. So if you want to ever be a guest, if you ever, like, are related to esports, to gaming, if you ever want to have, like, a segment where you ask a question, I'll answer it or anything like that, or anything else that might be engaging and fun, let me know, okay? That's just what I wanted to say before I get into this. I'm still going to try to figure out that whole structure and kind of, like, how I would want to have that. But definitely having, like, some more engagement with you who listen or you who watch would be amazing. So whether that's halfway through the podcast, near the end, or right at the beginning. Something like that might be really cool before I get into topics or before I have the guest on, or if we have the guest on and we want to ask questions for everybody. Anything like that is totally cool with me. So yeah, let me know. Mostly on YouTube. Link in the description. Smash that like button. Trying to get this YouTube algorithm going. So I'm going to do a test soon where I'm just going to like say certain keywords in like a video, maybe on Vertical Rooster or something, my second channel, and just see if it like gets picked up more. I don't know. We'll see. I'm just trying to figure things out, folks. Trying to, like, grow my creativity. Okay, quick, actually, one last thing before I get into to video games and stuff. I'm trying to, like, build my creative, my personal creative branding a little bit more right now, just because sometimes Cryus can be, like, which is my esports organization, can be, like, a little slow, because, like, I'm probably going to be getting a full-time job soon. The other co-founder already has a full-time job, so it's really, really hard to be, like, on top of everything like we were before. For the past, like, since January of this year, like, it's really, really tough to, like, be back at that spot where all we're focusing on is Cryus. So since that might be a little slower, like, we still do have our team, they're still competing, but, like, we haven't really made content, we haven't been streaming as much, and, like, it sort of feels like it's, like, a, not like a stalemate, but, like, it feels kind of like a plateau right now, which is something that all entrepreneurs and, like, people who are starting businesses go through. It's not all up, you know, it's like a roller coaster. You got ups and downs and, like, just plateaus and stuff. So right now we're in, like, a plateau period, where it's just, things are still happening, but things aren't happening more than they are now. I hope that makes sense. I don't know if I explained that right, but it's kind of like, everything's kind of just happening, but like, it's not growing, really. You know what I mean? Like, not getting any new followers or anything. We haven't put out a YouTube video. TikToks haven't really been going up right now. So it's kind of like, we're doing stuff, like our team's still doing stuff, but like, we haven't been growing the brand very much. So it kind of sucks, but it's also like understandable. So we're gonna work through it. Of course, it's just, that's why I'm also trying to like focus more on like my personal YouTube, my second channel, working on this podcast a lot more and stuff, is just because like I want to, even if I'm not doing stuff for Cryus 24/7, I also want to build up my own stuff just in case, you know, and ultimately it'd be great to do all of it at once. If down the line I could just do Cryus full time, have a competitive team, we're going to LAN events, I can vlog, I can do podcasts on the side, I can build up my other channels, like that is ultimately what I want to do. It's just going to be like a bit of a grind and a little bit tough to get started because I'm going to have to get a job. And, you know, I actually should know this week if I got a job. And if I did, then that's going to be a whole nother thing of stress because I have to move pretty far and to a new place. And obviously it's a new job, so it's going to be a little tough full time. So we'll see if I get it. Fingers crossed, everybody. I don't know when they'll let me know, but they said the first week of August I will know. So hopefully that goes good. If it does, I will definitely be talking about it more on the podcast and things that I do and things that are going on and as we grow and expand, because it's going to be cool. It does have to do with creativity and creating videos, basically. So, a really cool job. Now let's get into it. I know that, thank you for being patient. That was 8 minutes. If you're listening on 2x speed, it's only 4 minutes. I think we can get through it. I think that was valuable information. Let's hop into why video games aren't very fun. So, gaming, when I was young, used to be my favorite thing. I've talked about this plenty of times. I used to play Wii, I had a Game Boy Advance, I played PlayStation 2, I played Xbox 3. Everything that I played, I had fun doing, okay? Now, the main ones that I'm going to kind of focus on are going to be like Call of Duty and stuff, because I played those when I was very young still. I think I was in like the 6th or 7th grade when I first played Modern Warfare 2, which came out in like 2009, I think, but I didn't play it till 2010. If I'm remembering correctly, so that's like 11 years ago, 10, 11 years ago, 12 years ago, kind of thing. So when I was younger, I played that stuff and I just loved it. I would play for so long. I sucked at the game, okay? I could not play very well. I was not doing very good, but I would just play for hours. And I remember that when I was in school, some of my other friends and stuff would also have Xbox 360, they had Xbox Live. So we would get in parties and we'd play together. In elementary school, like playing Modern Warfare and stuff, and I thought that was like the most fun thing. Now, I didn't play Modern Warfare too often. The only time I really, really played it, like I played a little bit online, which is like the multiplayer aspect to it, but a lot of what I played was at my day home actually, and we would play quad screen, so not split screen, it's like four screens, so we'd have four controllers, and we'd all be playing on like a tiny, tiny screen. There'd be four of us on the same TV monitor. And it was so much fun because we'd just be on like a Rust and like all these little maps and the sniping and stuff. And we all sucked, but we just had a lot of fun. Like that's what we do all day during the summer when we weren't in school. We would just be playing Modern Warfare 2 on a TV, four of us. It was crazy. But the main game that I really loved when I got into was Call of Duty Black Ops. Okay, that was the one that I really started playing a lot. And that's when me and my buddy would make like YouTube videos. My cousin was actually in a sniper clan back then, and I thought that was the coolest thing. I was like, yo, my cousin's in a sniper clan. He's like, he had like one YouTube video that they made, and I was like, dude, I want to join. So I was practicing all my sniping skills. I was practicing all the time. I was watching YouTube videos on how to get better at the game, and I still was not good. I still really just wasn't very good at this game. I would have a game where I went like even, so I had the same amount of kills as I had deaths. And I would think that I'm like the best in the game. I was like, I'm improving, I'm doing so good, because normally I would do very, very bad. But I remember is that those memories were fun. That is all I would focus on doing. That was the way to de-stress from the day. That was the way to reward yourself for having, you know, studying for school, for doing your homework, is I'm going to go play video games with my friends. I'm going to try to figure out how to get better. I'm gonna, you know, and the thing is that I will say too is I never like was excessive when I played. I always made sure that I didn't play for hours and hours and hours and hours on end. Maybe that's why I never got too good. But I also, I mean, even now I just lose interest if I'm doing something for more than a couple of hours typically, unless I'm like really, really, really into it. So I'd be gaming for, you know, a couple of hours and I'd get bored. Once in a while, there would be times, mostly when I'm with Brayden in Black Ops 2 when we're a little bit older, probably like, you know, middle school, and then also when we went into high school as well, where we'd like bring, I would bring my Xbox to his house, and then we'd set it up on two monitors, like two computer monitors, so we'd be like sitting side by side like they are like on LAN events, like when you're in person, like you're side by side your teammates, but playing on our own monitors. So I went from playing like on one screen with like on the same console with like three or four people playing to like having separate consoles on separate devices, on separate monitors rather, and gaming beside each other. So we thought that was really cool. And we'd play that sometimes. We'd like, if you knew that we were going to have a gaming session, which was a lot of fun if we were having a sleepover or something, we would like go, we'd get snacks and candy and stuff. We'd sit down and we'd play for like 6 hours. Like that's what we were going to do, is we were going to game. We were going to see how good we could do. We were going to try challenges. We were going to see if we could improve. We were going to see if we go on win streaks. So that was again some of the most fun that I had gaming. And what all of these relate to when I was younger is video games were a way to like escape reality for a little bit, but to also play with friends and just to have a lot of fun, to film content. And it wasn't even good content. I literally filmed, look, I have it right here. So if you're listening right now, come check this out on my channel. Link in the description below. Leave a like and leave a comment as well. On my Sony Handycam. This is the very first camera, this red camera here. The very first camera I ever got. I got it for Christmas in 2010, okay? So what I would do is I would have a gameplay recorded. And I could only do this in certain Call of Duty games because you could save replays in the theater mode. Right? So if you had a good game, well, for me, that was not still a good game, but I would save the good ones, you know, quotations, air quotes, whatever, and I'd play them back, hold this up on my lap as still as I could, because I didn't know how to set up any capture cards or how to stream directly from my console. So I'd literally hold my camera as still as I could. I remember I'd sit it on my lap. Sometimes I'd have books set up and I would like zoom in onto the TV and I would just record. So that was how I used to film videos. And I mean, I didn't even do too many of those, but like I'd make a few sniper montages with my buddy, and like sometimes like gameplay, and I'd do like commentaries over it, like live commentaries, and I'd be like holding it and like trying to like talk as I was going. It was a lot of fun. But that was how I did it with this camera right here. This started everything, actually, not even just video games. This started my YouTube career. This started everything. I used to film just on this device right here. No editing techniques. I didn't know how to do anything. I would just upload this video to my computer from the camera and put it on YouTube. That's what I used to do. So this thing, I still have, and it still does work. I don't have it charged right now, but it does work. And sometimes it's more fun to use these because honestly, you just sit there and you just record stuff. You know, like it's like just, you just sit there, open like this, and you're just recording. I should use this for like vlogging. I don't know. Because you can also make it inconspicuous a bit more. You get to have it like little. But sometimes cameras now are too bulky. Like my, I don't even know where my DSLR is, but the one that I use to film now is like really bulky, and sometimes the, it doesn't work as good, or the audio is not very good, or like if I have my one microphone up here, this microphone on it, sometimes like the plug-in doesn't work very good, and then there's like screeching noises, so then I can't use the audio, which means I can't use any of the files. It really just aggravates me sometimes. I just need like a camera that's small, that's easy to use, that just works when you turn it on, and I can just film what I need to film. You know, I don't need all this crazy stuff. I'm not making movies, I'm not doing cinematography stuff, just YouTube vlogging mostly, and a podcast. That would also be nice. Okay, don't want to get over into different topics. That's stuff for another day. But back to like gaming and stuff. I'm just looking at my list here. Yeah, so playing with friends and stuff was like a really, really big part of it. That is like what I would do with my friends, not just online, but in person. Like I said, I'd go to my friend's house, not just Braden, but like my other friend who used to film YouTube videos. We'd go there, same thing. Either I'd bring my console, or we'd do split screen, or we'd take turns. Like it was like something that you'd do in person to have a lot of fun. And that's with like a lot of games. Like you played Wii, like you have to be in person. We played PlayStation 2, we'd be in person playing like NASCAR and stuff. But with Call of Duty, which is the main one, because like I still play that game to this day, we would be like in person and also online. When I went into junior high, again, some of my best memories were playing with, or no, sorry, not junior high. When I was in high school, when I first started high school, it's like a new group of people that I like kind of started talking to, and we would all play video games. We would play Call of Duty all the time. Then I also was introduced to like different types of games, because I usually only played Call of Duty. Like once I got a little bit older, I would only play Call of Duty. So then I started playing like Destiny. I started playing Borderlands, Grand Theft Auto when it came out. I'd play all those games with a group of friends, and we'd play for so long. We'd play for a couple hours and stuff, and it's just so fun. And like, it's just a great way to bond. And like, that makes you so excited in a sense, because you don't really have any other worries, if that, you know, like, you kind of just go, you play, you're hanging out with some friends, you're just having a good time, either in person or online, and you're in party chat or you're in person, and that is like what you do to spend time, right? Sometimes people might watch movies, you might watch TV, you might go outside, like we'd do all that stuff as well, but like gaming and playing video games was a really, really big part of it. So that's what I used to do a lot. I'd play video games, and exploring those new games really helped as well, because it was like a different thing. They kept like everything fresh, because sometimes when you play the same game all the time or play a lot of it, it gets stale. No matter if it's now, no matter if it's when you're a kid, when you play the same thing, unless like you're a different breed, and I guess you just do what you want to do and you play the game you want to play and you don't get bored of it, then that's great. But for me, I would get bored of playing the same thing. So when I had these other games such as Destiny or Borderlands or anything that I could play with friends, but it's different than Call of Duty, it would be like a nice break. It would keep things fresh. It would keep things exciting. It would keep things fun, right? So that's what I used to do. Now we're going to get into like why they're not as fun. So literally, I don't find gaming very fun. The most that I'll play now is I'll play for like an hour. And I usually still try to play every night or once every other day. I'll play maybe a game or two of Rocket League, and I'll play a couple of matches in Call of Duty, Black Ops Cold War, and that's about it. I don't know if it's the games that aren't very fun. I don't know if it's like, I know part of it's probably that this new Call of Duty is like not as fun as some of the other games, but like, no matter what game comes out related to Call of Duty, people are always going to complain. Like, they're always going to say it's not as good as the other one. They're going to say it's not as good as last year. Like, why can't we go back to this? Why can't we go back to that? Why don't they have this in place? And it's like, I do agree. But I think it's also more than that. I think that the main reason that we don't enjoy video games or anything like we used to is because we are not how we used to be. As in, we're not kids anymore. You know, when we were little, we would play games, and the biggest worries in our world was having a unit test, having some quizzes, trying to finish your homework. Lots of this stuff when I played video games before I ever even had a job. And once I had a job, I would still play video games. But I'm talking like all we would have to do is play video games. And like even relating this to YouTube and stuff, when I was making YouTube videos and I first kind of started when I was in junior high, that was all that me and my buddy would do, because in the summer, especially, we had nothing to do. I'd go to my day home where he lived, and we would just film stuff all day. We'd game all day. Like, that's what we would do, because that's all we had to do. We didn't know anything else. We didn't know about having to go to work to earn some money. We didn't know about any of that. We didn't know about the stresses of paying bills, of actually having to like be on your own or having to be grown up or anything like that. All we were focused on was playing our video games and having fun doing it, you know, or filming YouTube videos. Because when you're little, that's all that you really focus on. And I think the part that sucks is that when you're in that moment, and this can, again, this can be with anything, you don't realize, my computer, by the way, just shut off. 1 second, folks. I got to make sure that this is still working. Okay, we're still good. Sorry, I don't know why it does that. If you just saw me pause for a second, that's because my computer just went completely blank and my monitor shut off. But we're good. Now I completely lost my train of thought. That's not something that we want to have happen. What was I going to say? What was I talking about? I was saying that when we were kids, that's all we had to worry about. That's all we would do. This doesn't just relate to like video games or making YouTube videos. That could be like anything that you used to do when you were a kid, any hobbies you used to have, any sports you used to play. I guarantee it's probably more fun when you were younger versus like now if you're still doing it. I mean, you might still really have that passion and that drive for it, but it probably still doesn't feel the exact same as it used to. And that's the part where it just sucks, because we're growing up. And although it can be exciting, you also don't realize how good things were and how fun things were in the moment when you were a kid until you're older and you reminisce and you realize, wow, those times were actually really good. Those times are actually really fun. Sometimes you don't notice that and you don't appreciate it. And that can even be now, right? Like if you're living in a moment right now and things overall are going good and you're having fun, you might not realize it until that time passes and then you look back. Or maybe like myself, a lot of the time I try to live in the future too much, thinking, oh, if I want to do this and this and this and this and that, and then all of a sudden you get there and you don't realize that you're in that moment of having what you wanted to have, or being where you want to be, or creating what you want to create, because you always think about the future or reminisce about the past and you forget to live in the present. I don't want to get all like philosophical and stuff, but that's just how I feel about not just video games, but even about YouTube and stuff. Is, you know, last week I talked about it so much, about like creating YouTube and how it used to be so fun and like how I don't make any money and or anything really much anymore and stuff. And it's like, it's because like when you're in the moment of doing it, you don't appreciate the moment that you're in, right? You're having fun doing it, and you really are. Like I had some of my best memories are making YouTube videos, are playing video games when I was a kid. But when you're young, all you want to do is grow up. You know, you're like, school sucks. I want to be done school. Let me get out of grade 7, get into 8th grade. Then from there, I'm going to get into high school. I'm going to graduate. And then I'm going to go to university or college. I'm going to learn something new and get a job and move out and all this. I'm going to live on my own. And, you know, that's what you think when you're young. And everyone thinks that. I know it. I know everybody thinks that. But you hear from older people, who I am now. You hear from older people saying, no, don't. You don't want to grow up yet. It's okay. Just live how you are. Have fun while you're at it. Have fun while you're young. And you don't realize that until you're in the position of that older person who used to say that. And you're going, oh my goodness. I can't just sit back and play video games all day unless you're a full-time streamer. That would be cool. But you just can't do it anymore. You have more stresses than just having a test to complete. You know, you don't just have to study for stuff if you're in school. You also probably have a part-time job, or you might be living on your own. You might have to go shopping. You have to like take care of stuff. Things can pile up and pile up as you go, which can be really stressful. So I think that's the main reason why video games aren't fun right now, is because we have simply grown up. I've grown up, right? So when I play video games right now, I guess part of it is just your personality. I'll be playing some games right now and I'm just like, I'm just not really having that much fun. Maybe I'll just watch a movie, or like, what could I be doing instead of this? You know, I should probably try to start streaming or doing something like that more. I don't know if I really want to stream, but like at least just film, record, just do something so that way like I feel somewhat productive while I'm relaxing. But I guess the other problem is, it's like, you don't always need to be productive. You can also just like relax for a little bit, but sometimes that's hard to let yourself do. You know, especially when right now I don't have a job or anything like that, so I keep thinking that everything that I do has to like be productive, or has to like lead to something, or whatever it is. I mean, I guess also because I haven't had a job for like almost like a year and a half now, like since, you know, the illness and all of that. So like as things are getting back to normal, it's going to be weird, because I'm just used to the way things are right now, where I just sit at home all day and like maybe I'll do stuff on the computer, I'll film or I'll game or anything and stuff like that. It's going to be weird when I actually have to like go to work or like do stuff like that. I'll be like, what is happening? Even my last year of school was all online. I didn't have to go to school. So it's like really, it's really weird. Now, of course, I know this is off topic, but it kind of relates, so that's why I was kind of like mentioning that. But yeah, I don't know. We'll see how everything goes. I guess the other part about the video games, like I kind of mentioned earlier, is just because sometimes games just aren't very fun right now. Like, the other thing too is like things just cost so much money. Like, I've had my PlayStation for a couple of years now, and like, I should probably get a new console soon. I should probably upgrade stuff to get the new games that are out. But I'm just like, do I really want to buy a PlayStation 5, or should I just get a new PC? But then those are so expensive, and I'm like, I'm just going to stick with what I have for a bit and play whatever comes out. And like, I don't know. It just kind of sucks when like the thing that you used to do all the time for fun becomes like just less fun, because you're like, why did it become less fun? I used to do this all the time. I used to play this for hours. I used to hang out with friends and stuff. And I guess, to touch on the video game, sir, I know I go like snake in and out and, you know, go down different paths while I'm trying to explain stuff. But that's kind of the part of the podcast. That's why it's a little fun, because we go off track sometimes, but we try to bring it back as much as we can. The other thing as well about why they aren't as fun is just because I personally don't even have people I really play with anymore. You know, all the people that I played with when I was younger, like in high school and junior high, I'm not a friend. I don't talk to any, I don't know even what they're doing. Like, I literally, that group of friends who I used to play with, I have no idea what they're up to. Don't play with them anymore. Nothing like that. The only person I will really play with will sometimes be Alex, like the co-founder of Cryos Gaming, for like filming a video playing like Rocket League, or Brayden, who was on the podcast. He's been on here a couple of times. But the thing is, he's on PC now, and I'm on PlayStation still. Like, before, we used to always be on the same console. We were both on Xboxes, then we were both on PlayStations. Now I'm on PlayStation still, and he's on PC. So cross-platform is really nice, which means you can play with people for certain games, regardless of what, if it's a console, if it's PlayStation, if it's Xbox, if it's a PC, you can all play together. So like, we can still play Call of Duty together, but then there's some games like Grand Theft Auto, for example, which you cannot do that. So that's the part that really sucks, because in Grand Theft Auto, we used to have so much fun playing. We'd play for hours like online, all stuff like that, because we were both on PlayStation. When I was on PC, we can't even play together. So when I play Grand Theft Auto, I just get so bored because I don't know what to do. Like, I'm like, I'm by myself. I don't really want to like do anything. You know what I mean? So I haven't even played GTA in like a long time, and I used to play that game a lot. Like, I used to have a lot of fun playing that game. It's more like a role-playing game in a sense. Like, it feels more realistic. I mean, there's a lot more violence and stuff, but like, you can fly planes, you can get cars, you can do races, you can literally do whatever you want to do. And it's a lot of fun. You can do heists. That was a lot of fun to do, like, with somebody. But it's only like fun when you're playing with like friends, you know? Like, if you're by yourself or with randoms, it's not very fun. You don't know these people. Maybe that's just me. I'm just more of an introvert that way. I just like to do my own thing, but people probably have fun playing with random people. That might be something that they like to do. Now, the one last thing I want to touch on before we end this one, this is going to be a little bit of a shorter podcast episode, just because, see, here's the thing, folks. I every single week this happens, okay? When I film the podcast, I'm like, next week I want to have a guest on. But then I'll be busy uploading this or editing this, filming other videos, maybe doing some stuff with Cryos, applying to jobs, and I kind of forget about the podcast, like having to prep for it until the day before or the day of. And I'm like, oh my goodness, I need to get another episode out like soon. So what do I do? And then I'm like, think of a topic, I'm like, okay, sweet, I'll talk about that. But I'm like, I can't reach out to anybody with an hour notice and expect them to just do it. Plus, I'd want to, like, you know, prepare some questions and stuff. So it's tough, because it's like last week, I literally was planning on asking some people to like be on the podcast for this week, but I was just busy doing stuff, and the weekend comes on, and I'm like chilling and stuff, and then all of a sudden I'm like, oh wait, it's already Tuesday, I gotta film the podcast. So that's tough. And I one last thing about that as well, I'll try to be more proactive about it. But the other thing that's a little tough is the good part is that I'm filming now, but the only bad part about that is I think it's gonna be harder to get people on, because sometimes people don't want to have webcams on, or they don't want to be in person, they don't want to be recorded visually. So sometimes that's like a bigger downside, you could say, because not everybody thinks like how I think, where it's better to be on video and audio. So I feel like if I reached out to some people, I'm like, hey, I just have your webcam on, we'll go on like Google Meet. It's again, not the same having guests on when it's like not in person. But even if things were like, even if I did have people on, like, I don't even know really necessarily people who, like, live in the same area as me who could, like, hop on the podcast besides Brayden, right? Because we live, like, 5 minutes away from each other. But other than that, I'm like, I actually don't know who I would get on the podcast in person. All of our players for Cryos Gaming live in Manitoba, which is, like, a couple of provinces away. Alex lives in a different town, like, 6 hours from here now, so he's not even in person. Like, I don't even know anybody who I could have in person. That's the downside of this whole thing. And I'm like, where would I even record it if it's not on Google Meets, you know? Like, if we actually did have, if I did have someone come to, like, film, like, I don't have any place to film that. Like, I don't have a studio set up. So hopefully we can get that sorted sometime. And if I actually have a studio space, I know I'd be, like, more motivated to do it. Or just, like, a place to, like, film where things look cool. I probably say that every single week. And I also just do need to be more proactive, because if I reach out now for a week in advance, that would really be helpful. But sometimes I'm like, do I actually want this person on? Do I not? What would I even talk about? I don't really know. Maybe I'll try to get somebody on next week, folks. Because sometimes I run out of things to talk about on my own. Okay. Last thing that I want to talk about that I'm looking at my notes for is, hardest part about growing up is trying to hold on to what you felt as a child. That's word for word that I wrote down. That can be creativity. That can be video games. That can be anything. I saw a TikTok about this just the other day that literally summed it up in about that sentence. It was a little different wording, but it was like, finding yourself when you're an adult is trying to get back to how you were as a child. So for the most part, it's like, right now, when you're older, you're stressed about stuff. You have things going on. You might not be as creative. You might not doing like not doing like. You might not like doing the same things you used to do, or like doing them as much. And you try to think to yourself, why is that? Why can't I be like how I used to be? Right? So I think that's like the main thing when you're an adult, is trying to like unlock that childhood sense of wonder, of discovery, of motivation, of doing things for fun that you might have lost through school, through work, through just the stress of everyday life. So that's been something that I've been trying to work on, as well as like trying to think of when I was a kid, like, what would I like to do? What did I used to want to do? How did I feel when I wanted to do that? I could do it now still, right? And so part of that, I guess, would be maybe video games. Maybe I should try to like do other stuff, or play different games, or find new people to play with. So there are definitely things I could do with video games, and even like YouTube. I'm trying to like rediscover that passion that I had when I was younger. I'm trying to bring it into now, because that would really be helpful if I could have that like strong motivation to do stuff again and to grind. And I think I'm slowly starting to get that back. And that is the toughest part, because through school and everything, through the stresses of everyday life, through doing, you know, working full time and everything, you really do tend to lose that like sense of that child inside of you. And that child is not never gone, because that's like, in if you're creative, at least I know that child is like your creativity. That's how you unlock creativity a lot, is that child in you, that child in your head sort of thing. So trying to go back to that is important if that's what you want to do. I mean, sometimes people don't want to do that, and that's totally fine. I can only speak to like kind of like creatives and stuff, and I guess video games is somewhat like that. I mean, I guess it's a little different for me. I just blend it all because it's all things that I'm interested in. But it's kind of like, yeah, just trying to remember what you used to do. And that's kind of one of the hardest parts about growing up is yes, you can grow up, but also try to hold on to like what you used to like to do, or how you used to think, or the things you wanted to do when you were little, or just your outlook on life. Of course, you're not going to be as naive. You're not going to be as, you know, you understand the world a lot more, and that's very, very important. But it's also, you can try to remember like that sense of wonder, if that's possible, right? I know it might not be in every single situation and whatnot, but just trying to remember that and trying to just build stuff creatively, have some fun. It's easier said than done, by all means. I mean, I've known about that whole idea for a few years now, and still I struggle with it. Still, I haven't like had that breakthrough. If anything, I feel like my creativity and stuff sometimes is stuck in a box, stuck in like a mental prison where I just feel like I can't do anything. I don't have the motivation to do stuff or anything, and that's why, especially this podcast, I know I've said this numerous times, but I'm just trying to do it, right? So I might not have a guest on every week, but that's okay. I'm still doing it. Instead of not filming it, I'm filming it with a webcam. I'm still doing it, right? So kind of just forcing myself to do stuff was hopefully going to help unlock that passion and stuff. And maybe I'll see something that pops off and I go, hey, that actually did really well. I like doing it. I mean, just a very, very small example of that is every time that I do this podcast, I take the clips, I put them on Vertical Rooster. Normally they get no views, and that's okay. But just last week when I uploaded the one about how much money I was making on YouTube and I took that clip and I put that on YouTube, it has like more views than any of my other videos combined. So like that's just like a little win. It has more views than the whole podcast does actually, both audio and visually on YouTube put together. So that's kind of cool. Like that's like a little win where my idea of having that second channel to upload clips is paying off. And again, it's not a lot of views. It's like 20 views maybe, but still that's a start. Right. And if I wouldn't have been filming this, that clip never would have gone up. If I wasn't doing any of the podcast, I would never would have said that stuff. I mean, I do have a different video on this main channel on Jordan Brenda, just where I kind of talk about it more of like a not as much of a podcast kind of way, like more of like a polished way, I guess you could say. But sometimes it's nice to just sit down and just chat and just talk visually and you can see me. We can just sit down. We can talk. So yeah, that's about all I have for this this podcast. I know I was just going to talk about video games and why they're not as fun, but I realized that wouldn't take very long. Plus, it kind of just like led me on this path of talking about creativity, about growing up, about trying to unlock the passion. So hopefully you still enjoyed this one. I know sometimes I go a little off the rails and sometimes each podcast isn't like the exact same. I'm trying to work on that. I'm trying to think of like maybe segments I could do or anything. So again, I'm asking if you have any ideas, please leave a comment on YouTube, link in the description below. Don't forget to leave a like, smash the like button for the algorithm, love to see it. Give a rating if you're listening on any audio platform, give a rating, maybe leave a little comment. You can also reach me on Twitter at Vertical Rooster, anything like that. Just let me know. I want to know what you guys like to hear, what you guys want to see, what you guys, if you don't want to participate in any capacity, easiest way for that would be ask questions, I'll answer them or anything like that. Or if you leave suggestions for segments or whatever, I'd much appreciate that, because you know, as much as this is me doing stuff, it's also you who are making it possible by watching, by listening. So by all means, let me know, keep me posted. With that said, this is a bit of a shorter episode. I do apologize for that, but I don't want to drag this on. I don't have much else to say. I already probably dragged it on long enough by doing a whole whirlwind of different topics. So yeah, that's about all, folks. Thank you for watching, thank you for listening, and I will see you on the next episode of Lucky Dip. Bye.